And listen to what the Lord is saying. While you're turning there, 118:1 says, and don't look there. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. He's good enough to tell me what to do. I have to be willing enough and obedient enough to do what he says. Brother George used such a wonderful illustration this morning in opening about how his aunt had his uncle to bring him up here when he was cool dude and wouldn't work. Got a job and worked on that job some 40 years. Got his family up here and all that he didn't mention. He said, well, do you think I would have any problem doing anything for her that she asked me to do? The Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. Why would I? Ask your neighbor, say, why would you have a problem doing anything that he says? You don't have to turn there, but you know the scripture in Genesis said that he made us what? In his and after his. So why would I have a problem acting like him if I'm made like he is? But let's look at the scripture in Psalm 119. And our focus in text scripture for today is the 11th verse, but I'm going to back up. After I read the 11th verse, I'm going to back up and read some others. He says, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. If we have to use for a subject today, word in. Word in. Word out. In other words, if you put the word in and you live the word, that's what's coming out. Not just speaking, but in your lifestyle. Say lifestyle. You want it to be the word. Sister Lucy did such a marvelous job teaching our merit class this morning on forgiveness. Word out. Word out. I'm going to let her teach it to the men, too. I'm sure we need to hear what Brother George taught them, but she needs to teach it to the men, too. Amen. Your word have I what? Hidden in my what? Heart that I might not what? Sin against thee. What did the song say? I give myself away. I give myself to you. Once we're born again, we're no longer our own. We are bought with a, and that price is the blood, everybody say it, of Jesus. Gail sang that melody, oh, the blood, a song about the blood. We've got to realize how precious that blood was. It was his, but he shed it for me. So if I want to live for God, and I'm going to live for God, and I want all that he has, I have to give him all that I am. Let's start back at the 9th verse, if you will back up there. I really wanted to start at verse 1. Let's start at verse 1. Amen. Psalm 119, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, if you want to be blessed, just do what God says. How am I going to find out what God says? I'm going to put the word in. I'm going to do what? Where? Put the word where? Not just in my head, but in my word in, word out. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with a, who seek him with a, who seek him with a. How Bishop preached the other day, and he said, how badly do you want it? How much do you want it? There's no excuse for not putting the word in. You can keep it playing as you drive along the road or your MP3s and your whatever devices you have. There's word everywhere in this country for those who desire the word. Say word in, word out. Word out. Verse 3, they also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. And people say, well, everybody has to see it. Everybody's seeing sometime. No word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I'm about to come off and fuss and cuss. Word in, slow to speak. Slow to speak. Slow to speak. So I shut my mouth. Amen. But I'm mumbling and grumbling under my breath. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Think of something that would make you mad. Now praise God at the same time that you're mad, thinking about that thing. You put the praise in, it's got to go. Amen? Amen? Somebody didn't speak to you? What little stuff we get upset about? So what if they didn't speak to you? Ever thought about they might not see you? Sister Wilma won't mind me telling this years ago. She said she saw me in the store and I didn't speak. And she told Sister Lucy or somebody, Sister Joan won't speak. I told her, I probably trying to figure out if I had enough money to get this grocery I'm trying to get. But she found out, she got to know me, and she found out differently. But what I'm saying is, there are so many things much more important than me speaking to you or not speaking to you, or you speaking to me and not speaking to me. I turned the television on yesterday, word speak. Lord, don't let me go off on these rabbit trails, but I'm going to tell you this. And it was TBN, and it had a news report on, and I didn't watch it closely, but it got my attention. They said that this church and these people were constantly watched. And the pastor had been arrested numerous times for preaching the gospel. I'm going to look it up, but I haven't looked it up. But it's some country starts with an A that I never heard of before. So when I start looking for countries that start with A, I'll recognize it when I see it, because it's spelled kind of like Russian words are spelled. They are in a Muslim country with more than 9 million Muslims. And in that whole country, there are only 10,000 Christians. And you upset because somebody didn't speak to you? I have hidden, or I will hide, your word in my heart, oh God, so that I will not sin against you. I will not be offended. Say that. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to take offense because the blood of Jesus covers that. Amen. 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 Shout hallelujah. Listen. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. I just told you that at the beginning. God said, be diligent about it. Just as diligent as you are about breathing. The very time you think somebody's going to upset you, you can't forgive somebody, you don't have enough of this or whatever it is, just hold your nose and close your mouth until you have to breathe. And then you tell yourself, just like I had to breathe, I have to forgive. I have to trust God. I have to do this. I have to not sin against my God. Tell your neighbor, say, God loves you, but he hates sin. Tell him again, say, God loves you enough to give his son for you, but he hates sin. All sin. All sin. He hates all sin. So put the word in. Tell him, put the word in your heart so that you won't sin against God. Amen.